The United States is getting help from other countries as it tries to cope with oil and gas shortfalls after Hurricane Katrina. The International Energy Agency said its member countries will release more than 60 million barrels of oil and gasoline into the market over the next month. The idea is to help stabilize prices. But there still are big questions about how much long-term damage there is to energy production facilities. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The IEA's move will put about 1 million additional barrels of oil and gasoline onto the markets every day. That's in addition to oil the United States is releasing from its reserves. John Kilduff of the energy trading firm FEMA USA says the move should go a long way toward calming markets that are worried about energy prices.
Governments around the world are clearly throwing everything they can at this problem to try to alleviate the price shock that we're going through.
Hurricane Katrina wiped out about 10% of U.S. refining capacity, which is heavily located in the Gulf, and also damaged some of the rigs and pipelines used by oil and gas producers. That sent the price of crude oil, natural gas, and gasoline sharply higher this week and has led to lines at service stations in some parts of the country. In Columbus, Ohio today, Dave Thomas was one of the motorists paying $3.19 a gallon for unleaded gasoline.
I already planned on getting a second job to pay the bills that I got, but now I'm going to have to get a third job just to buy gas.
As prices climb, many people are worried about spot shortages. With Labor Day approaching, businesses that depend heavily on travel and tourism are especially vulnerable. Jim Payne, director of marketing for the Richmond Hill Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, says quite a few people canceled their reservations for the weekend.
I think it's more not so much the gas price as the fear of the shortage. I think people are afraid they'll get out on the road and not be able to find gas.
But Payne says many rooms were subsequently rebooked by travelers from the area. In the wake of today's announcement, gasoline fell more than 9% on the spot market. But John Kilduff says consumers aren't out of the woods yet. There are many unanswered questions about the condition of the oil and gas infrastructure in the Gulf.
We know Hurricane Ivan last year did tremendous damage to it. And obviously, as we all know, Katrina was a much bigger storm with potentially greater damage.
Kilduff says if undersea pipelines are damaged, something that happened during Ivan, prices could begin to climb again pretty quickly. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.